We all go to like a bakery. So you will see all kinds of breads and cakes. They look so different, and I'm pretty sure they taste so different. So why is that? Two reasons are very important. At which temperature the cake was baked, and how long the cake was baked at that temperature. For example, if you put the ingredients in the oven for at 50 degrees, and we know it's not going to work, regardless of how long you bake it. And the same is true if you bake it at very high temperature, but you only bake it like for 1 minute, it's not going to work either.
Dr. Fong Chun-Tong is not a baker by profession. He's a professor of geosciences at the University of Arkansas. He and his colleagues from the University of Science and Technology of China have discovered a method to determine the temperature at which some rocks form.
So we know the temperature and the duration of baking time is very important to make a cake. But in reality, it's very easy to do because we know at which temperature we should bake the cake, or we should bake the different cake, and how long we should bake it. Because all of us can learn this from our mom, or we just get a cookbook. So that's very easy. And we believe rocks are just like cakes baked in the earth. And the temperature and the duration of baking time is very important for us to understand the rocks and to understand how the earth evolved. However, it's not like cakes. To understanding the temperature and the duration of rocks baked in the earth is very difficult. Because when the rock was baked, human beings were not there. So simply, you don't know the temperature. And the same thing is, we also don't know how long the baking time is.
Dr. Tang and his team from China used magnesium isotopes to study rock formation. Atoms of the same element can have different neutrons. Such atoms are called isotopes. Isotopes have same chemical properties, but due to their different weights, some processes can cause them to behave differently. In this study, researchers looked at separation of isotopes into different areas within the rock, a process called fractionation. Lighter magnesium isotopes tend to move quickly to a low energy state, whereas heavier magnesium isotopes tend to move to a high energy state. The amount of light and heavy isotopes in each state in a rock determines the temperature at which it was formed. In this case, three magnesium isotopes were used: magnesium-24, magnesium-25, and magnesium-26.
So it's just like you give me a piece of rock with magnesium, then I can analyze it. Then I can tell you the temperature, although the rock is cold. So that's what we can do. And we think this is very important because although you can use other methods to measure the temperature of the rock, but our method is unique because it can be applied to a lot of rocks from different depths of the earth. It's just like we have a thermometer. We can not only measure the baking temperature for example, apple pie. We can also use it to analyze the temperature of cheesecake. So we can use the thermometer to analyze a lot of cakes, not only one type of cakes. And also, we found our thermometer is very precise. What does this mean? It's like you have a thermometer. You can control the temperature at plus minus 10 degrees. What we found is our thermometer is better. We can control the temperature at plus minus 5 degrees, or even better. So this is another big advantage for our thermometer.
Dr. Tang says the research points to the heterogeneous nature of Earth. Since the Earth is composed of an innermost core, a mantle, and finally a crust, the study's results help in determining to which layer a rock belongs.
The different parts of the Earth, the crust, the mantle, and the core, they are interacting with each other. However, how do we know that? We have to study rocks from the deep earth, from inside of the earth. But the first thing is we have to know where the rock is from the core, from the mantle, or from the crust. After we know the temperature of the rock, the formation temperature of the rock, we can tell where it's from. Either it's from the core, or from the mantle, or from the crust. So that's very important. From there, we can know how the crust and mantle are interacting with each other. So this is one reason why we care about the temperature of the rock.
The procedure to determine the temperature of rock formation involves several steps. The first one being crushing the sample rocks collected by researchers.
After we separate the minerals, we dissolve them by using strong acids in the lab. then we purify, we separate the magnesium from all other elements. We analyze them by using the mass spectrometer. From there, we know the magnesium isotopic composition in different minerals. Then we can tell you the temperature at which the rock was formed. So this is basically how we do it.
Dr. Tang's research utilizes magnesium isotopes to study rock formation, but according to him, in theory, it can be extended to other elements as well.
One thing we think very important is the iron isotopes. So now we study magnesium isotopes, and we think, in theory, iron isotopes should behave very similar to magnesium, because iron and magnesium, they are like twins. And think about it, iron is also very important element in the Earth, because the core is made of purely, almost like 70% of the core is made of iron. And the iron is also everywhere in the Earth. So we want to study iron isotopes too, to see whether we can use iron isotopes as a thermometer to trace the formation temperature of the rocks.
The University of Arkansas established the Isotope Laboratory in 2008 in Ferreter Hall. The lab includes a Class 10,000 metal-free clean lab. One needs to wear a lab coat, a hat-like head covering, and booties to enter the lab. This prevents any dust from contaminating the facility, a major concern when students and faculty members are analyzing small amounts of dust from the Moon and Mars.
The Martian meteorites, the lunar samples returned by the Apollo missions, and all other type of meteorites. So we have all of them, and we have analyzed so far about 100 all kinds of extraterrestrial samples in this lab. We want to test the hypothesis about the moon formation, because that's very important for us. And one prevailing theory about the moon formation is the giant impact. And people believe a Mars-sized planet hit the proto-Earth. And somehow, the Earth and the proto-moon, they were combined together. Then the moon formed, the Earth formed. So the moon becomes the satellite of the Earth. So that's the prevailing theory about the formation of the moon. We are using magnesium isotopes to test this hypothesis. And we also analyzed samples from the Mars and from the meteorites. We want to know when the solar system was formed, whether they formed from a single reservoir or not. Because if they formed from the single reservoir, then they should have the same magnesium isotopic compositions. If they formed from different reservoir or from different system, then they should have different or heterogeneous magnesium isotopic compositions.
Along with studying extraterrestrial material, Dr. Tang also recently started analyzing magnesium isotopes in vegetables, such as potatoes, tomatoes, and cucumbers.
So they have totally different magnesium isotopic composition compared to anything else. I mean, rocks. The rocks from Earth, the extraterrestrial rocks, compared to all the rocks, are water. The magnesium isotopes in all kinds of vegetables are different. And we are thinking probably the human blood will have different magnesium isotope composition too. During the biological processes, they will be easily separated. And the signature produced during the biological processes are totally different from those we found in the Earth. I mean, in the rocks.
These biological signatures from Earth can be compared to rock samples collected from lunar and Martian surfaces for any signs of life, hence serving a very important purpose.
We got a lot of samples from the moon based on the Apollo missions. I think in the near future, we are going to get samples back from the Mars. So one thing I want to test is whether there are lives in the Mars or not, because that's very important to us. So we want to know whether there is any lives in other planets. And one important thing is if we have the samples, we have to analyze it, and we try to find a tool to tell the biological signature from other geological processes. And that's why we want to study the vegetables or the biological processes.
The Isotope Laboratory is the only lab of its kind in Arkansas and one of the few of its kind in the United States. Researchers from all over the country and the world are not only taking advantage of the facility, but also of the research opportunities available through the lab. Dr. Tang says these visitors learn the technique of measuring rock formation with the help of magnesium isotopes, which can then be used for other studies.
For example, I think the research, what we found is important. We can know the temperatures of rocks at different depths of the Earth, then from there we can know how the like what we call plate tectonics works.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, for example, that will help us to understand how the Earth evolved, and importantly, how, for example, the earthquake
yes.
happened.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.